Okay, Mishnah Beis. For Mishnah Beis, there's two things that you have to keep in mind. The first one is the point that we talked about in the previous Mishnah, the opinion of Rav Meir. The opinion of Rav Meir was that if you are confronted with any tselem, whether you know that it was made for the purposes of Avodah Zarah worship or not, you have no clue. It might have been made for the purposes for ornamental purposes. It doesn't make a difference. According to Meir, any tzelem is going to pose a problem, is going to be usher b'hanah. You're not allowed to get any benefit from that image, from that statue. That's one. The second thing that you have to keep in mind is that the same way that it's possible to fashion an Avodah Zarah, to make something into an Avodah Zarah, to make it that this item is going to be usher b'hanah, that is possible for a guy to accomplish that. So it's also possible for him to undo that status, to cancel the status of an Avodah Zarah. How would he do that? So let's say, very easily, he could smash it to smithereens and declare that he's not going to worship this anymore. So if he does that, that cancels the status of an Avodah Zarah, and therefore those things, the little pieces on the floor now, are not going to be usher b'hanah. They're not prohibited to have benefit from. The question is, though, what about if you don't know? What if you don't know if it was canceled or not? So that's what this Mishnah is discussing. The Mishnah says, "Hamotzei shivrei tzlamim," if a person finds broken pieces of statues, of images. So what's the story now? You don't know if the status of Avodah Zarah was canceled or not. So the Mishnah says, "Harei elu mutarim." These are permitted. They're permitted to have benefit from. Now the question is why? The answer is that there's what we call a sfek sveka. There is a sfek sveka, a sfek is a doubt. So a sfek sveka is a double doubt. In other words, doubt number one is that we don't know, uncertainty number one, is that we don't know if this statue, or if this image was made for the purposes of Avodah Zarah in the first place. And that's number one. Number two, uncertainty number two, is that even if it were made for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, we don't know if it was smashed by the guy and its status as an Avodah Zarah was cancelled. But now the other possibility is that it maybe just fell over in the wind and it broke, or maybe a Jew broke it. We don't know. But the point is that because we have this sfek sveka, this doubled uncertainty, uncertainty number one, we don't know if it was made for the purposes of Avodah Zarah or not. And even if it was made for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, we have a second uncertainty that maybe the guy canceled its status as Avodah Zarah. Maybe he smashed it. And that's what we're dealing with. So therefore, the Mishnah says that Moshe Shavri Tzalman, if a person finds the broken pieces of images, of statues, Hari Elu Matarim, these are permitted. They're permitted to have benefit from. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Matzah Tavnis Yad, O Tavnis Ragel. If a person found a Tavnis, Tavnis is from the Shorsh of Binyan, a binyan is a structure to livnosis, to build. So a tavnis is a figure or a form. So if a person finds the figure of a yad, of a hand, o tavnis regular, the figure of a foot, so hare lusarm, these are prohibited to have benefit from. It may, because shekiyotze behen nevad, because kiyotze behen means things like them are nevad, are worshipped. In other words, if a person finds the figure of a hand, and what the Gemara explains is that we're talking about, he finds the figure of a hand resting on some sort of a base, and maybe on some sort of a pedestal, he finds this figure of a hand or figure of a foot, so then that's asher b'hanah. Why? Because even though it's a fragment, so to speak, it's not the fragment of a greater Avodah Zarah. This was the Avodah Zarah. How do I know? Because they used to construct Avodah Zarahs like this. They used to make the figure of a hand or the figure of a foot sitting on a base. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? The Mishnah made two major points. The first one is that if you find broken pieces of a tselem, of an image, of a statue, it's going to be permitted to benefit from those things because we have the sfek sveka. Uncertainty number one, we don't know if the tzelem in the first place was made for the purpose of Avodah Zarah or if it was made for ornamental purposes. And even if it was made for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, we don't know if the guy was mevatalit, whether he canceled that Avodah Zarah status or not. Second point in the Mishnah is that if you find the form, the image, the figure of a foot or of a hand that's sitting on a base, that was made on a base, so that's going to be usher. Why? Because we know the guy would make figures like that as Avodah Zarah, for Avodah Zarah worship in the first place. Okay.